Title: City of San Francisco to provide paid sick leave for private sector workers impacted by COVID-19. Content: On March 16, 2020, San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced the Workers and Families First program, which will provide paid sick leave to private sector workers who have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The plan includes $10 million in public funding that will provide businesses and nonprofits with financial assistance to provide an additional 5 days of sick leave pay to workers beyond their existing policies. All San Francisco businesses will be eligible, with up to 20% of funds reserved for small businesses with 50 or fewer employees. The city will contribute up to 1 week, 40 hours, at the city's minimum wage of $15.59 per hour per employee, or $623 per employee. The employer will be responsible for paying the difference between the minimum wage and an employee's hourly wage. This program will provide funds if 1. The employee has exhausted his or her currently available sick leave, 2. The employee has exhausted or is not eligible for federal or state supplemental sick leave, and 3. The employer agrees to extend sick leave beyond current benefits. The program is available pursuant to San Francisco's Paid Sick Leave Ordinance and the guidance issued by San Francisco's Office of Labor Standards Enforcement, OLSE, on March 9, 2020, or any subsequent guidance released by OLSE, including when employees are sick, self-quarantine to prevent spread, caring for a sick family member, home because of a temporary work closure in response to a public official's recommendation, or caring for a child who is home because of school/daycare closures in response to a public official's recommendation. The news release from the Office of the Mayor can be found here, Office of the Mayor of San Francisco. For more legal insights, visit our coronavirus, COVID-19, page. Categories: coronavirus, leaves of absence, paid sick leave. As seen in Labor and Employment Law Blog.